and welcome to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, July the 12th. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's goodness and peace. Thank you for being with me as we break open. We look at the readings for this coming weekend, the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time, as we continue to journey, to move through this day in, day out existence, this life within the Spirit where we participate, work with the Spirit of God so the Spirit of God can work in and through us into the world. All right, first a little note. I am not sure why last week's feed did not go out until Tuesday. Bridget and I recorded it on Friday morning. I uploaded it to the host on Friday morning, and there it sat. I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Tried to do some things to move it along quicker, and it finally decided to move out of the feed on Tuesday late afternoon, early evening. So there you have it. In case you didn't see it, you didn't listen to it, it's out there. I know, it was after the weekend, which is kind of anticlimactic, but hey, just so you know, hopefully this one goes down on Friday, and then you might have two to listen to if you wish to, but anyway, just wanted to say my apologies. I'm not sure what happened. I'm hoping it doesn't happen going forward. Hey, okay, here's what we're going to do for this weekend. Typical stuff. We're going to look at the first reading and the gospel. I know last weekend we kind of veered off because Bridget liked the second reading. We're going to look at the first reading, which is Amos chapter 7, verses 12 to 15, short little reading. Then we're going to look at the gospel of Mark. It's going to follow up where we've been leaving off. It's Mark chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. So some quick readings today, powerful, that challenge us though. So again, however it is you listen, however it is you open yourself to the Word, whatever that practice is, invite you to do that now and prepare yourself to receive the Word of God well, that it may find life and root within you, okay? A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary. Flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people, Israel.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Again, just as I invite you to prepare yourself before hearing the word of God, after we have received, if in any way God is speaking to you through any of those words, those images, those ideas, that you have just heard, invite you to receive it and just sit and ponder. Let God continue to speak the rest of the day through what that is. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. All right. So let's talk a little bit here about this role. First, I want to focus a little bit on prophet. All right. Now, I know you know this, but when you and I were baptized, we were baptized priest, prophet, and king. Each of those have a role. And Christ, of course, played those roles in his life, each one of them. And so since we are baptized into the person of Jesus, I mean that we ourselves die to who we are and rise as a new Christ, as a new creation, as a new Christian, or a new Christ, truly, that we too are called to play those roles. Even the term that I just used, to play those roles, almost sounds like acting. We are called to walk in those footsteps. And so we are called to be prophet too. Now, what does that mean? A prophet does not mean, and you know this too, I know I've said it many times, forgive me for repeating myself, a prophet does not mean fortune teller. It does not mean, oh, you know, if you keep doing this in 5 days, this is what's going to happen. I mean, I don't have that ability. I suspect most of you don't either. But that's not the role of prophet, although we think of that, we even use the term in that way, but it's not. A prophet speaks for God. A prophet is a truth teller. A prophet names what is happening within a situation, and a prophet is able to connect the dots, as it were, to say, if this situation continues, this is where it's going to lead. These are the natural consequences of this situation. And does it with the mind and the heart and the voice of God. Because truly, a prophet speaks for God. So 412 prophet, I don't mean that prophet, I mean 41 to prophet, 41 to prophet. One's heart and mind need to be in tune and in a sense, one with God. So we cannot profit, brothers and sisters, without the gift of prayer, the gift of unity, the gift of the Spirit, the gift of that oneness with our God. Because it is at God's will that we profit, it is at God's will that we speak, and with the grace of God, it is, you know, God's words that come out of us. Okay, so let's get the situation for Amos here. What's going on? Amos was called after the kingdom, and this gets confusing, after Solomon's reign as king. There were three kings. It was Saul, then King David, which we know a lot about David, and then King Solomon. After Solomon, the kingdom of Israel would be like the country divided, and there was a north and a south. All right. The north was called Israel. I know that's confusing, but the north was called Israel. The south was called Judah. All right. And Amos lived in the south. He was a shepherd. He was a dresser of sycamores. Don't ask me what that means. I don't know. Maybe a tree farmer. That's my guess. So he was a shepherd and a tree farmer. He was an average person. He was agrarian. He was, you know, worked off the land and lived off the land, and that's what he did. And God called him to go to the north country, to go to Israel, to go to Bethel, which was the, just like Jerusalem was the center of Judah, it was the religious capital of Judah. Bethel was the religious capital of Israel in the north. And he was called to go to the north, and I'm telling you, he brought a strong message. We're at the end of the Amos. He's getting kicked back down to Judah. We can hear that with the priest of Bethel saying, get your butt back down to Judah. Don't be prophesying here in Bethel anymore. We don't want you. You know, and he's like, hey, I'm not from I wasn't raised to be a prophet. I'm not from a community of prophets. This wasn't my vocation from birth. I was a normal person. I dressed sycamores. I was a shepherd. I'm up here at the behest of the Lord. And okay, if I need to go back down, I'm going to go back to my life. He prophesied for a time, but he did it and he received the angst and the payment, as it were, of a prophet, which is what? A difficult life. A difficult life. We don't think that. Go read Elijah. Or excuse me, not, although Elijah too, yes. Ezekiel. Go read Jeremiah. Go read Isaiah. All these. I mean, it is a difficult role to be a prophet. And so this is what Amos is saying, is listen. And I think this is what we can learn from it. It doesn't matter what role we're in right now, does it? You and I have not been raised in a school of prophets. We have not been raised and formed as prophet from birth. I mean, in a sense, we could say, yes, we were, Joe. We were baptized into it. Yes, amen, true. But we didn't go to school, and it wasn't like, okay, this is what you are made to do, and you're going to school to get that, and when you're done with school, you've got a degree in prophecy, and you can go out and do it. No. You may be working on the farm right now. You may be working in a bank right now. You may be a salesperson. You may be carrying the mail. You may be working in a dealership or in a factory. It doesn't matter. God can and will call whomever listens, and God will call us. Not necessarily to leave where we are and go out west or go up north or go down south. Maybe. I'm not going to limit God. But I suspect what God is inviting us to do is not limit ourselves either and say that we too can carry the truth of God and the Spirit of God and the Word of God within us. Because there are times, brothers and sisters, I am certain, because I know it's true of me, where we are called to speak the truth into a situation. It may be into relationships that we know very well, and those are difficult to do. It may be a situation in which we find ourselves only once in our life, but we are called to bring the truth of God, the truth of the situation, and to name it and to name where it's going to go. And maybe we did, or maybe we shrunk away. I don't know. But I know that we are called to continue to profit now. It doesn't matter what our state in life is. God can use you. God will use you. And God has used you as well as me, because we are called into this role. Now, that brings us to the gospel, doesn't it? Listen, and really, this is kind of my point, or one of the major points I want to make here, is Jesus, it says here, Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, giving them authority over unclean spirits. So in a sense saying, hey, listen, what I do, you're doing. And he says, go out, don't take anything with you, effectively. Okay, you can take a walking stick and you can have sandals, but you're not going to have a second tunic, meaning, you know, something almost in a sense a blanket when you sleep on the ground overnight if you're not in a home. You just go out and you go out on trust that I'm going to meet you where you go. And I'm going to give you the words when you get there. But you are out, in a sense, on a high wire, and it feels like there is no safety net underneath you. That's what faith is, right? Remember, I've said this many times, and I think it's important. Faith is not certainty. Faith is trusting, okay, this one that I know can be trusted with where I'm going to, even though I have no idea what waits for me. I have no idea what that's going to look like or feel like, or who's going to be there or what I'm going to be even invited to do. But the one who sent me can be trusted. That's faith. And that's scary. That is scary. It's not certainty. It's not knowing, okay, I'm going to go here and I've got a hotel room sitting there for me. And then I'm going to go to that place 3 days later and I've got a place to stay because I can bunk with some friends. And then, no, it's saying we move. We move where we're called, when we're called. And what awaits us, I don't know. But that's how the Spirit of God meets us. And brothers and sisters, when that Spirit of God meets us, we gain even more faith, even more trust that God will meet us the next time too, because he just did last time. You know, this, I can only imagine. So I invite you into my imagination here, and that's a scary place. But can you imagine the disciples, the 12, following behind Jesus, almost in a sense in his shadow? Jesus is at the front. They are in his shadow, walking behind him and saying, this is great. I have faith in Jesus. He's doing everything right. He's saying the right words. He's doing the right things. I'm with the right guy. This is great. All I got to do is follow behind him and stay with him, and everything's good. And in one sense, that's right. We are called to have faith in Jesus and to walk behind him and stay with him and realize he is the one. But in a sense, isn't it easy? Because we're having Jesus do everything. All I got to do is follow in line behind him and say, hey, man, my faith's in Jesus, and we're good. I'm walking with him. I stand with him. But brothers and sisters, we're not only called to have faith in Jesus. We're called to have the faith of Jesus. Do you hear the difference? We are called not only to have faith in Jesus, to walk behind, but we are called to have the faith of Jesus, where Jesus then turns around and looks at you and looks at me and says, okay, your turn to go out. And you are called to speak in the same manner, to have the same trust in God, to do the same things, to take the same headwinds that I am. No longer are you walking behind me and in my shadow. Now you are walking in the front. Now you are the one that's out there meeting the opposition, meeting the doubts, meeting whatever it is that we encounter. We are not called just to walk behind. That's easy. Anybody can do it. We are called to walk out there. I'll say on our own, but that's never on our own. One, because we're two by two. We need to have support. We can't do this alone. But two, we are never without the Spirit of God, because a prophet does not go anywhere without being in tune with the mind and heart of God and having God's Spirit lead us. But brothers and sisters, it is what today is telling us is it's a sea change. We are not only called to have faith in Jesus. We are called to have the faith of Jesus and to go out and do the same things. Did you hear at the end of it? That they anointed with oil and cured many. That they drove out demons. All right? Brothers and sisters, we may think, I haven't done any of that. I haven't anointed with oil. You know what? How do we bless a situation? And is someone anointed through our words and our actions? Does someone feel more healed because of the love and compassion and the listening ear or the presence that we give? There are plenty of demons in this world, brothers and sisters. Plenty of demons. Maybe not in the same manner that we look at them then, but there are plenty of things that we need to resist and we need to name and we need to shed light upon. Are we able to do that? Because we can. We can. We're called to do it. Last thing I'll say, we're all walking this journey right now. Every one of us. We're called to have not only faith in Jesus to walk behind, we're called to have the faith of Jesus to walk out there and do it two by two. Whatever, whoever, and wherever that support comes, we're called to walk in incredible faith. And we're called from wherever we are. None of this matters. All of this is taking place right now in various forms. What is it we're bringing with us? Jesus says, hey, just take me. Just take the absolute bare essentials. And so often in life, I think it's easy for us. I don't want to point the finger at you. It's easy for me to be like the proverbial snowball rolling down the hill that gets bigger and bigger and gains more and more sticks and twigs and grass and stones and whatever else in its way and continues to encumber itself with more and more things. But Jesus says, don't be encumbered. Don't let any of that stuff get in the way. Move about freely. I'm not saying, brothers and sisters, get rid of everything and shake it off in your life and just go off. I don't think that's what we're called to. But I do think this gospel invites us to take a look and say, what have I accumulated over the year or years, over time? And what do I not need? What is a safety net for me that God's saying, you don't need that. The only safety net you need is me. What are the things? Who are the people? And again, I'm not trying to dog anybody and say, get rid of them. They're not good. But what are the things? Who are the people? What are the attitudes? Whatever it is that we have surrounded ourselves with that maybe we don't need in this season of prophecy, in this moment of prophecy, that God invites us to rely on God's self. This is good stuff, brothers and sisters. We are called to profit. We are called to profit. Maybe for a season, maybe for a life. But our God is looking at you and looking at me and saying, okay, so glad you have faith in me. But do you have the faith of me? Are you ready to go out and take the headwinds and do it yourself? Because God's ready for us too. Let's bring it to prayer. And so we begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The first luminous mystery, the baptism of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, bless you. Thank you for being with me and opening up God's Word. May the Spirit of God, rich as it is, dwell within you. Have a wonderful week. Be well.